Welcome to Audio Binge, where we'll help you discover your next favorite podcast. We'll listen to trailers of new and exciting podcasts from every genre so you can take the leap into your next listening binge. Audio Binge is presented by AudienceLift.com, a self-service platform for podcasters and video creators looking to grow their audience and reach new fans. Trusted by brands like Wondery, Netflix, and iHeart, AudienceLift is the simplest way to grow your show and reach new, engaged viewers and listeners. More on Audience Lift at the end of the show. Today, we're reviewing The Diary of a CEO. The host, Stephen Bartlett, is a British entrepreneur, investor, and author, best known as the founder of Flight Story, Flight Fund, and the podcast, The Diary of a CEO. Through his podcast, he shares insights from leaders and experts while fostering a community built on dreaming boldly, open-mindedness, awareness, and connection. Let's listen to the beginning of one of his recent episodes.
If you're buying a house because you don't do it, run for your life.
Mr. Morgan Housel.
He's the author of
The Psychology of Money,
one of the best-selling business books of this decade.
He can help anyone build wealth and change their life.
The world is split between people who don't know how to start making money and people who don't know when to stop making money. And if you are stuck in a low-income job, you feel like you don't have the opportunity to generate wealth. But once you realize that opportunities are available for everybody, you can choose where you want to live, what job you want, when you retire, because you can be rich.
Prove it.
People like Ronald Reed, and he was a janitor.
What does it take to amass Mr. Reed's $8 million fortune?
He's a fascinating story of somebody who became rich despite not having the skills that you normally associated with wealthy people. Then there's Warren Buffett, who's worth $100 billion. But the real secret to their success, investing. My parents are a great example of this. We were very poor, no financial background. And they have like minimal financial interest, but now they'd probably be in the top 3% of professional investors. If you want to do well with money, you don't need to be a genius. If you have endurance in your investing, you're going to be filthy rich. But when most people say, I want to be a millionaire, what they actually mean is, I want to spend $1 million. I want some nice clothes, a bigger house, the nicer car. Ask yourself, what is your relationship with money? If your expectations rise faster than your income, you're never going to be happy with your money. That's the problem.
So if I have £100, what's the first thing that I should do?
I keep it as painfully simple as I can. So
who is Diary of a CEO for? Well, if you're an aspiring entrepreneur or a leader building or dreaming of building impactful businesses or careers, seeking raw insight from figures who have shaped the business world, you're going to glean a lot of those insights and practical strategies and implementations on this podcast. And something I really appreciate about the podcast, it's not just theory. It's not just about what you can potentially do, but it's learning from people that have actually done the things that they're talking about and sharing the playbook along the way. Super practical from a podcast that goes super deep and is relatively long form, where hour, 2 hour, 3 hours is not unheard of for an episode length. If you are a fan of authentic, unfiltered conversation, which could be used to describe most podcasts, I think you're really going to appreciate this because it really kicks off with a bang. There's no like fancy editing or anything like that. It's just two people, or sometimes three or four, having a really in-depth conversation about one specific topic. And the thing that I appreciate the most about The Diary of a CEO is the level of research and preparation that Stephen and his team go through to really make sure they surface the best questions and the best conversations. It's very common for him to pull out pictures or old mementos or things that are referenced from the guest's previous life or earlier in life. And they're always surprised, like, how did you find this? But it really goes to show the attention to detail they have in preparing for the episodes and really doing a great job of being well-versed and prepared for the conversations. And so if you enjoy listening to experts, interviews, conversations about deep topics, things that are relevant in our world now, whether it's AI or health or money or relationships, I really cannot recommend enough The Diary of a CEO. I think it's a fantastic podcast and definitely worth a listen. You can find The Diary of a CEO on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you look at The Diary of a CEO's YouTube channel and you think, man, 10 million subscribers for a video podcast, that's awesome. I wish I could just have a portion of that. Then you need to check out AudienceLift.com. With AudienceLift.com, you can complement the organic growth your channel is naturally getting by posting great content with a paid growth strategy where you connect your channel, choose which videos you'd like for them to promote or let them choose for you, and then they manage the whole thing from front to back, bringing in new viewers, new subscribers that are watching not just one video, but multiple videos, sticking around, engaging, and viewing future episodes as they come out. So if that sounds like something you want to test, you can start for as little as $1,000 over at audiencelift.com and let them know you found them here on Audio Binge.